Oh, culture shock. You ever travel to another country and then you were taken back by something in their culture? You're like, whoa, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no matter how much you might read up on somewhere or see something, when you actually experience it, it's something else.
And now, more than ever, Americans are traveling to Europe and other faraway countries, and people are saying it's because, you know, we're kind of getting back
again,
in the pandemic.
Man.
Yeah, after the pandemic and all that. But there was a story over the last week that was making me laugh and then like kind of roll my eyes too. So Starlink, that's Elon Musk, right? He gave internet access to this Amazon tribe, and they did this entire report based on what happened to the Amazon tribe.
It's kind of like a control group, right? You can do a study almost.
Yeah, and these are families and people that have never seen the internet. They've never held a phone before. Like, they don't get that. And what they found was that it made, and this is their words, not us, the kids addicted to social media and lazy.
Oh, boy.
And the grown men addicted to, let's just say, inappropriate sites for adults.
Wow.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was exactly the same as the rest of the world.
But, right. I was like, oh.
Essentially.
So they got a culture shock from American culture. I see what happened there.
Nature versus nurture. Mm. What can you tell? Right? What can you say?
It also helped them save lives in emergency situations and better educate themselves. So there's pluses and minuses as well.
I guess so.
Yeah. Thinking about it, though, it's like, what was the last time that you traveled out of the country and like something truly culture shocked you?
Mm. Well, you know, I mean, in this country and out of the country, there's two things that have surprised me. And number one, I can remember traveling through the islands one of the very first times. It was like I was unaware that there would be danger in other places. You figure you see nice beaches, right? You see nice, you know, hotels or whatever, and you feel like everywhere you go is going to be nice. I was fortunate where I ran into only good people, but every one of those good people that I ran into, they were like, you shouldn't be out here by yourself. Yeah. I rented a moped and I was riding all across this island, like, again, just a 20 something by myself and photographing things and checking out architecture and stuff like that. And I had kids chasing me on my moped and they seemed fun enough. But then I ran into adults and they were like, just be careful when you leave here. Don't stop again. And that was, you know, that was eye opening to me. In this country alone, I mean, when I traveled to the Lakota lands and I was all going through the different reservation areas, that was very, there was a lot of culture shock to that too, right? Because getting off the main highways, you don't think that there's places like that that are still completely wild and undeveloped here in this country even. And there are.
Yeah.
And there's places out there. I drove across a bridge that I don't think it was OSHA certified. I don't think anybody inspected that thing.
First time I went to, well, I shouldn't say first time, the only time I went to Bora Bora, the Edie Islands.
Right.
It was for my honeymoon. And I remember, now when we got married, it was 2005. Like, we didn't have cell phones like we had now with the internet. So there wasn't much to do. Our TV in our over the water bungalow thing.
Nice.
Had one channel. One channel.
Well, what are you going to do?
And
man,
if you're old enough to remember the Terri Schiavo case, do you remember that case? It was that woman that was, she was, it was, Google it if you have time.
I think I vaguely remember.
It was 24 hours coverage.
That was it.
That was all I had to watch. That was it.
Over and over and over.
I was like, wait a minute. There's no other channels here? And I remember the first time I went to Italy, I was shocked by the amount of processed meats they had every morning for breakfast. I was like,
I feel like that's where they come from.
I was like, I don't want to have mortadella for breakfast every single day and salami and prosciutto. Like, that's lunch meat. They would look at me like I was nuts.
I just figured that that's where they're making it. If you're not eating it constantly, like, you're going to get a backlog, right?
No. What was your culture shock? Where did you travel to that something, like, really took you back? 1-800-330-9999. A lot of people are going to be traveling this summer, and more than ever, people are going to Europe and other faraway countries. Mm. I think it's like the whole YOLO effect after the pandemic. People are finally going and exploring the world like they said they were going to when we were all kind of locked down.
Feeling free. It's exciting. Why not?
And ironically, all over the news this last week was this Amazon tribe that got the internet, and now they're saying they're lazy. And I was like, yeah, that's, they got a little bit of American culture.
I mean, what are you going to do, right?
When did you experience culture shock? You traveled somewhere and there was one or two things that completely blew you away. You did not see that coming. 1-800-330-9999. Nicole.
We went to Canada and we were looking for the Canadian bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been, believe it or not, it's American.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
And that's when we found out. And we're like, what?
Well, what? Do they just call it bacon because they're in Canada?
Right.
No, they don't. It doesn't exist in Canada.
It's a made up thing that we made up.
That's right.
It's like French fries. Like, if you go to France and order French fries, is that a real thing?
No, I would just ask for the fries.
What if they don't?
Fried potato sticks.
What?
Things like that. I feel like anything I ask in France, they're going to look at me like I'm stupid anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I get it right or not. That's just the reputation, I guess. That's so weird, though. What if you want Canadian bacon in Canada? What do you do?
It. They don't have it.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You ask for bologna. Hey, Tess. Where did you experience culture shock? What happened?
We went to France, and we were in Paris, but and all over France. Mm-hmm. And we were amazed about how people sit around and drink coffee and espresso for hours. And we wondered, like, when do they work?
Yeah. Valid
they would,
question.
They would just sit there for, like, hours. And also, when we ordered food, like, they don't come and bother you and bring you the bill and push you out. They'll only, like, come if you wave them down like that. I want the bill. So that was really shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do want the bill. Because I want to go on with my life.
I have a quick question. Did you order French fries while you were there?
Right.
How did they react?
Good question.
No, did not order French fries.
See, she was afraid to ask, just like me.
Right.
But I told you.
We were kind of disappointed with the food in France, actually. We thought it would be so great. It was like, okay.
Don't tell the French that.
No, it's so funny she said that. One of my girlfriends, her daughter just got back from a week there, said the exact same thing.
It's like if you want French fries while you're there, you have to snatch them off somebody else's plate or just point to them and make noises.
That's how I felt, too, when I was in London. I felt like the food in England was terrible. And you know what else I noticed my culture shock when I studied in England? Are you giving me a dirty look because I said that?
Yes.
It was. It was awful.
Turn your back on our allies there.
Well, I'm just saying. You know what I noticed about England, too?
What?
Their comedy is a lot different than ours.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
My friend and I went and we went to a comedy show one night.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, they tore us apart in the audience for being Americans. And I did not get one joke that the guy told. I was like, I should have known because of Monty Python. I wasn't going to get it. On our Facebook page, at Ann on Raven, my brother-in-law went to work in Siberia, and they wanted to pay him in coal. What? Can you imagine?
That's a big change.
Right.
Right.
Like, you don't have money? What? What am I going to do with coal? How do you transport it?
I'm getting a really good upside on this, though. Here we go. The exchange rate is fantastic.
1-800-330-99.
Got the black lung.
1-800-330-9999. The culture shock you experienced when you were traveling abroad. This year, more than ever, people are going to be traveling abroad. Culture shock. It happens all the time when you leave the country. When did you experience it? 1-800-330-9999. Jill.
I went to Mexico to a restaurant. The first thing that they bring out is a bowl of grasshoppers.
Oh.
Like, I could pick this off my own bushes. You're going to make me pay?
Right.
That's
right.
Amazing.
You know what? I mean, I've been to Mexico many times, never had grasshopper, had it offered to me. But I think of other countries that I feel like I'm going to get off the plane and they're going to hand it to me.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? They're just going to be like, welcome to India. Here's a grasshopper. Like, I feel like that would be a thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's that Akita powder that's in the protein bars. That's
yes.
Great.
Yeah, I do know that. Right. Anna loves grasshoppers.
I don't love grasshoppers.
She doesn't know
I don't
it.
Know. I've never tried.
She's eating them. She doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Hey, Erica, tell us about that time that you had culture shock.
So in Muslim countries, it is considered disrespectful to show the sole of your feet. Like if you cross your legs, to show the soles of your shoes.
So what are you supposed to do? You just have to keep your feet on the ground all the time flat?
All the time.
Yes. So because the bottom of your feet is considered the dirtiest part of your body, so showing it to someone is disrespectful.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that at all. I just got back from vacation. Like, I mean, it's hot in some of these countries you're talking about. I'm like, I just got back from vacation. It was also hot. I was wearing sandals, and underneath the table, I would clap my sandals. Not with my hands, but like, you know how like you wiggle your toes and you can make your sandal like clap against your foot almost?
Yeah.
It was like having a built-in fan on the bottom of my foot.
I'm going to feel like that's not going to work either.
I feel like I would have been putting myself in danger, I'll tell you that.
Frowned upon, I would be 100% certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
All right. These are the things that are crazy. Like when you're traveling abroad, you have to like look it up and find it.
Imagine going to jail over showing the bottom of your foot.
Evan, how about you? Your culture shock when you were traveling abroad.
The food that you are expected to eat. I was in Peru and I ate alpaca and guinea pig. And then I was in Scotland and I ate haggis. And man, some of these things are just, they made me glad to come back.
Yeah.
What is haggis?
It's like a stomach, right? It's like sheep's stomach. Or intestines?
Yeah, like wrapped in intestines.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nice, huh?
Sheep's pluck.
Yeah.
Heart, liver, and lungs. Minced with chopped onions, oatmeal, and spices. Yeah, no. Animals, right.
I mean, I didn't think it was guinea pigs in Peru. I thought it was like, you know, those huge ones. What are they? Nutria or whatever? They're big. Like the size of a small cow.
And where my dad is from in Italy, whenever we go back to visit my aunts and my uncles and my cousins, we go to this place up in the area, in Puglia, and they eat a lot of horse. And when we went there last time, like all my cousins and my dad and my uncles, they brought Paul to the horse place, my husband, and they were like, you got to eat the horse. You got to eat the... Paul ate. Like, just to, like, show off, so much horse.
Oh, my gosh.
That he was sick for, like, 2 days after that.
I don't know if you should be saying all this.
You got to show off to all our cousins that, you know, you're a big American, that you can do it. You could eat the horse. 2 days. And he insists that it was food poisoning. And my dad, no, Paul, you just ate too much. I never saw anybody eat that much.
I mean, I don't know if this is something you should be confessing.
I mean, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And just break me off a little piece of horse.
This time he's not eating the horse.
You're skipping it.
I told him no horse this trip.
Right. One time he did it. That was enough.
Yeah. Donkey is one thing, not the horse.
Oh, my gosh. You had a donkey. Your family had a donkey.
Yeah, Poopa. Yeah.
He was delicious.
Yeah, he only had one working eye. He was half blind. He was a good pet, Poopa.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you.